Hello, I'm Kuro and welcome to another episode of Anime Plots. This podcast is about anime plots, so that way you will have some perspective about anime shows and maybe you get interested or just entertained with my plots, because I also talk about a lot of other things in the way. I don't like spoiler, and that's the reason I'm just going to talk about introduction, synopsis, first episodes, something like that. Today, we are going to talk about Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. There is another show that it's called just Fullmetal Alchemist, but Brotherhood is more attached to the manga and has more episodes. A real cool anime, like all that I recommend. Some scenes are creepy. Watch it if you're 14 or 15. I don't know what's the appropriate age, but it's not for kids. And if you're a sensitive person, maybe it's not the best option. This one, I watch it being an adult, so I enjoy it with no problem. But I warn you. Okay, let's start with the plot. Brothers Edward and Alphonse Elric are raised by their mother Trisha Elric in the remote village of Resenbold in the country of Amestris. Remote village sounds like really cool place to live. In big cities, life passes too fast. There's more things to do, but you need money to do so. I would like to live in a quiet place, being one with nature, but urbanization will get you sooner or later. I think that in some moment, there will be free tickets to live in Mars. And I would try to be a volunteer to live there, because not all people will like to live in a place where you can be outside. And I like to be alone in my house. But we get forced for the pandemic to live inside. But a lot of people are tired of that. Well, unless we can live in our planet because of the contamination, or maybe an asteroid is about to crash the Earth. But I think I'm way too far. Let's go back to the plot. Their father, Hoffenheim, a noted and very gifted alchemist, abandoned his family while the boys were still young. Classic, not present father. That's pretty normal in an anime show. And while in Trisha's care, they began to show an affinity for alchemy and became curious about its secrets. I don't know exactly why, but when you're a kid, you start to get interested in your parents' job or activities. Alchemy in this case. But I think in this particular case for alchemy, who in the world won't be interested in that? It's like a mix between magic and chemistry. I have to say, I'm not good at chemistry. I've never been, because my teachers were bad. Were bad teaching. Or at least didn't get my attention at that moment. There was a lot of calculation in zero magic stuff, you know, that crazy experiments. However, when Trisha died of a lingering illness, they were cared for their best friend Wilry Elric and her grandmother Pinnacle. The boys traveled the world to advance their alchemy training under Isami Curtis. Pretty normal to travel around the world if you're not a kid without adult supervision. I would like to travel mountains, lakes. I like that stuff. Feel that freedom, but there's a lot of paperwork and I can barely talk English. Upon returning home, the two decided to bring their mother back to life with alchemy. However, human transmutation is a taboo and it is impossible to do so properly. In the failed transmutation that results in Alphonse's body being completely obliterated and Edward losing his left leg. In a last-ditch attempt to keep his brother alive, Edward sacrifices his right arm to bring Alphonse's soul back and houses it in a new suit of armor. That scene is creepy, but at the same time, human transmutation is really interesting. Well, the whole idea about transmutation. You can understand this equivalent exchange basically to obtain something, you have to give something back. and it has to have the same value. I don't know how to measure an equivalent exchange, even though I don't know how if I could leave something behind, because it's really important to have your arm or your leg, considering that prosthetics are really expensive. Well, after Edward receives automail prosthetics from Winry and Pinnacle, the brothers decided to burn their childhood home down, symbolizing their determination and decision of not turning back. As you may notice, the concept of money doesn't bother these boys at all. They can travel through the world, have free prosthetics, and burn their house down because just they want to. Well, they go ahead to the capital city to become a government-sanctioned state alchemist. After passing the exam, Edward is dubbed the Full Metal Alchemist by the state military. Before this, I was thinking that the brother inside the suit of armor was the reason for Mo Full Metal Alchemist, but it's not the case. What a plot twist. Well, the brothers began the request to regain their full bodies back through the fabled Philosopher's Stone. It's not a multiverse with Harry Potter. There's another Philosopher's Stone. This one is made by another element. Under the direction of Coronel Roy Mustang, and a really cool character. That's all for the entering. I hope you get interested in watching this anime show or just entertaining with my plot. Okay, don't forget, follow me on TikTok, Instagram, Kuro Dreams. Wait for the next episode, Anime Plot.